Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539.
Call right now.
What old wives' tales did you try that actually got you pregnant? Or at least you tried them and maybe it didn't. This is insane, Alex. One of our coworkers at dinner shared about how he and his wife struggled. They try to think for a year, 2 years actually conceive. Because it's different. Like, sometimes, whoops, we're pregnant. But I think there's pressure on you when you're actually trying. It's like, oh, it didn't work this month. We'll get it next month.
So many
didn't
couples.
Work again and
so
again.
Many, yeah, so many couples deal with this. And, you know, obviously, our heart goes out to you if that is something that you are currently dealing with. But what is crazy is what he told us he ended up trying that got his wife pregnant.
He said, and I don't remember how he said he heard about it, but somebody told him, oh, yeah. Oh, it's this friend of his that's a pharmacist. Said, you know what? Like, your wife, have her take Robitussin. I guess Tussin is something. I don't know anything about it, but like Robitussin, which you take.
Drinking the purple drink.
Get that purple drink.
Whoa, wait a minute. I feel like it's just my job to let everyone know we are not professional doctors. So
no.
Before you go chugging Robitussin,
this is,
you know,
rumor. This is the old wives' tale. This isn't doctor's orders. It was just rumor had it, and it worked.
Yes, she took the purple drink, the Robitussin, like a safe dosage, and guess what happened that month?
No way.
She got knocked up.
Crazy wow. Time.
Yep.
Crazy.
They had a child, and then they did the same thing. They had another child, and it's absolutely amazing. I think, too, I've heard, because we're not trying to have kids right now, me and my wife. We are married, but eventually we will try, and I'll give her a Robitussin rub down. I mean, I'll put it in food. I'll do whatever. But I hear you have to be relaxed, because I think maybe it's the Robitussin was the mental effect of just relaxing, because when you're trying and putting that pressure on yourself, I've heard that can kind of stress you out. But any advice, old wives tales that you've heard or that have worked for you, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
So to clarify, there's not sperm in Robitussin, right?
I would hope not, because I don't want to be taking that. That, to be honest with you, does not sound like my cup of tea.
Well, see, so I asked him, I said, okay, well, surely this was a coincidence. This is a one-time thing. You know, you coincidentally had your wife drink Robitussin and then she gets pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, actually, when this was successful for them, they told their other couple friends who were also trying to get pregnant at the time to do this. And it worked for all of them, too.
It's kind
of a miracle.
Yeah.
Do you know how many guys right now are listening or that maybe don't want their wives to get pregnant or their girls to get pregnant?
Throwing it out.
I don't feel good. Well, we're not getting this. Get rid of the Robitussin. All right, we'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. The number to call in with those old wives' tales about how you got pregnant or maybe your own personal advice, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX.
Call right now.
1-833-563-2539.
We're looking for those wives' tales, those old wives' tales that somebody told you, like, oh, you do this? That'll get you pregnant. We had a coworker that we just met over dinner the other night, and he shared kind of a personal story about he and his wife could not conceive. They tried, and over a year in, they're like, well, what do we do? IVF? What are we supposed to do? And somebody's like, hey, man, quit doing all those fertility things. Why don't you try some Robitussin?
I've never heard of this in my life.
I haven't either. But apparently, the next month, boom, she's pregnant.
Who was it that used to always rap about purple drink? Was it Lil Jon?
I thought it was Lil Wayne.
It was Lil Wayne, because I was going to say, Lil Wayne has a ton of kids, doesn't he?
I don't know. Is that, you think that it is? Whoever's got purple drinks?
I'm pretty sure he has several kids, but I could be wrong.
I'm going to start taking Robitussin to see if that'll get my wife pregnant. I know it's more the woman, but whatever.
But there's all kinds of old wives' tales that people say, you know, eat this, do this, and you're going to get pregnant. But we want to know, like, did you try that? And then did it actually work, or did it work for someone you know?
Try this position, that position, like different things.
Well, no, if you tell us that, you know, keep it PG.
Of course. Allie's on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you have? Like, what's your story?
So our story is, it's kind of like getting out of your own environment where you've been stressed out and you've been trying so hard. Like, we're two for two with going to concerts out of state and staying, like, in hotels and winding up pregnant.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's awesome.
What were the concerts?
One was Keith Anderson when my husband and I first got together. And then the second one, like, we literally tried for 18 months and couldn't get pregnant with our second. And then we went down to Louisville for Garth Brooks, and now here we have a 2-year-old daughter.
Good old Garth.
Good old Rodeo. Sorry for the visual. That's awesome. And see, that goes back to mentioning earlier, when you're not thinking about it, it works.
Happens.
Exactly. Christina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. And what's the old wives' tale you've heard about getting pregnant? Maybe it worked for you.
Well, I actually tried for 12 years with my previous husband, and it just didn't work. Went to fertility specialist, took Clomid, and just nothing worked. Then I met my husband, and I explained to him my story. I couldn't get pregnant, can't have children. He was like, well, I know this midwife, you know, she does this massaging of women's organs. They believe that, Hispanic people believe that if you lift things too heavy, that your womanly parts can kind of get out of order.
Wait.
Kind of fall down inside.
Hispanic people, sorry, say that again. Hispanic people believe if what is too heavy, like if you're weight, if you're too overweight, or what are you saying?
No, like if you lift something heavy, almost like a hernia, but if you lift something heavy, your
medulla oblongata? No.
What in the world?
No, we get what you're saying. So, like, they kind of, massage it back into place?
Yes, exactly. And within less than a month, literally less than a month, I was pregnant. I had tried for more than 12 years plus, and it just didn't work.
Well, you'll never have to worry about that, Alex. You've never lifted anything heavy in your life, so you'll
it's
be
true.
Fine.
It's true. Princess problems. Now, what organs was she massaging? Spleen?
No, it was your
memories.
Ovaries, yeah, ovaries.
Oh, okay, so it was your baby making parts.
Yes.
Okay. No. I didn't know your lung. I didn't know.
Is it true, Christina? Is it true, Christina, that it's good for them to do that for the man too?
Stop it.
To make sure it works.
That I don't know. Well, I've never heard of the man doing
that. Why do you have to make everything gross?
I'm not, but if it was for the woman, doesn't the man equal part?
No.
I'm so tired of it. It's like guys don't get anything, but we're part of the process.
I think he just wants a belly rub.
You know, Joe wants something else rubbed.
Or tugged. Holly's on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on? What's the old wives' tale?
So not really an old wives' tale, but you always hear people say, like, you know, like you were saying, when you're stressed out and you're thinking about it, it doesn't happen. That's what happened with me and my husband. We tried for about 8 or 9 months or so, and then we kind of just, like, gave up, and we're like, well, it'll happen when it'll happen, when the timing's right and everything, and then, like, a month later, we were pregnant, so...
Holy
wow.
cow!
So is this a relaxing thing?
Yeah, a lot of people talk about that.
And just the stress, I guess. You know, so I have no idea. So here we are, like, 4 months pregnant. So.
Congratulations!
What are you gonna name the baby, Joe or Alex?
How about, like, Jalex?
That's good.
That's actually the first suggestion we had. Now, by the
way,
too.
Pick favorites.
No, it's okay. Did you ever think or hear of the Robitussin thing that we just heard of?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I swear to God, we're not making this up.
Yeah, this is a real thing, a real success story. And we're getting tons of messages, too, on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, from people. They said, read The Secret, the book called The Secret, and then wish for a baby. That happened to them.
I'm gonna read The Secret book.
The
then.
Secret is like a crazy popular book. I see it everywhere. So,
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, you would know it if you saw the cover.
Okay.
Someone said, get drunk and get in the backseat of a car.
It's got to be a bigger car for me, but okay.
Someone said file for bankruptcy because it always happens when you can't afford a kid. Someone else.
That's true.
Someone else says have the man drink caffeine for about an hour before and then do a woof woof move. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, woo.
Woof
woof. Like a style? Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Someone
Who
said,
let the dogs
Someone
out?
Said stand on your head doing the do. Stand
Excuse
on your
me?
Head. Yeah. I don't know who's supposed to be the one that's standing on their head. The man or who.
Yeah, the guy stands there. Oh, I get why. Gravity. Okay.
Someone says afterwards, get on your back and put your hands on your hips and bounce for a few minutes. I guess to get everything.
We get it.
Someone
Liz.
Said wearing socks during.
No, you don't wear socks during that. Liz, you're on the Joe and Alex show. That's just weird. Hey, you got an old wives tale or any advice?
Yeah, my advice is that, I mean, obviously just relax, have fun with it. But what worked for me was after we did the do, I shoved a pillow up under my butt, just hung out, watched an episode of Pop Burgers, nailed it on the first try. And I told my friends about the pillow trick, and several of them have gotten pregnant on their first try, too.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Does it matter the kind of like stuffing in the pillow? Does it have to be feathers or can it be like, does it have to be a Tempur-Pedic pillow?
I just took a regular old pillow off my bed, like folded it in half to get a little more lift. And I guess the idea is that you've got gravity working for you at that point.
Gravity. That's interesting. Someone says swim in the ocean. What in the world is that going to do? Does salt water have some kind of effect?
I don't know.
We're staying out of the ocean.
Yeah, I don't go into, I don't go into the water.
Someone said put elephant figurines under your bed because they promote fertility. Elephant figurines.
That's a little weird. But all right, if you got advice, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.